The Osgood File, sponsored by Dell. Need help finding the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processors for your business? Call 877-BUY-DELL and talk to a Dell small business tech advisor. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Texting while driving is now banned in 46 states. But Dave, you say, how can the cops possibly prove I was texting?
So I just sent a text message to my friend.
So there's your SMS.
That's how. More after this from Charlie. It's called cell phone forensics, using an extraction device to instantly get a smartphone to reveal everything it's been asked to do. Here's CBS's Jeff Glore.
Jim Grady is the CEO of Cellebrite, which helps police analyze phones in criminal cases.
So I just sent a text message to my friend.
He showed us a device they call the Textalizer.
So there's your SMS.
When connected to a phone, the program can tell whether someone's been typing or swiping.
And if that is the time right before the accident, that's not good for you.
New York's legislature is now considering a bill to allow police to use the Textalizer at an accident scene, just as they would a breathalyzer. But Rashida Richardson of the New York Civil Liberties Union says not so fast.
They say that it will just scan to see if it was in use, but there's many ways that scan can actually collect private information.
But for people like Ben Lieberman, who lost his son to a distracted driver, this is an easy call.
In 2011, Ben Lieberman's 19-year-old son was in the backseat of a car when it was hit head-on. Evan Lieberman eventually died of massive internal injuries. Ben Lieberman filed a civil suit and subpoenaed the driver's cell phone records. They revealed the driver had been texting around the time of the accident.
You think distracted driving should be looked at the same way drunk driving is?
Yeah, and I think it's a great model.
Which would mean your phone is not only your phone, it's a witness. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.